Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Monday, January 9th, 2023. Welcome to the show. Okay, our year is getting off to an interesting start. We are going to start with the American Creed. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. A democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. Would you agree? To me, it says what we're supposed to be, but when I look around, it isn't what I'm seeing in my country today. I love my country. It's the government I'm afraid of. And I hope you will think about that a lot this year. I'm going to be reminding people about it all over. As many of you know, I right here in good old Jackson County, Florida, was wearing a T-shirt that said, I love my country. It's the government I'm afraid of. I was escorted out of the building for wearing that sheet T-shirt. So it says so many things. And today, we got a lot to talk about tonight. And I made a commitment, or I should say a resolution. My resolution for the year is to try to talk slower. I get told on more than one occasion that I talk too fast, so I'm going to work on talking a little bit slower. So we'll see how that all goes. Our country is just facing a lot of problems right now. And tonight, if you notice, I'm saying the American Holocaust is here. It's called SARS-CoV-2, a.k.a. COVID-19. We really have to understand what has happened to us through COVID crisis. It's been a scam. It's been an attack on us. We have to face those facts. But before we take a deep dive into that topic, there's some other things going on right now that we have to mention. We can't really let it go. There's plenty of things to discuss. But I want to make sure that I touch base on a few of the key issues that everybody's been talking about. Of course, one of the biggies is McCarthy now being the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Speaker of the House, and the ordeal we went through to make that happen last week, 15 rounds. And as I sent it out there, since there was us, I believe it was Charlie Kirk's show that was asking for people to say, what do you think, why not McCarthy or whatever else, or who do you think is better? Are you concerned about a Democrat being the Speaker and all this stuff? And it's like, I'm sorry, I don't trust McCarthy for a minute. He's a McConnell wannabe as far as I'm concerned. Now, I think the GOP, the if you want to call them the America First group, the MAGA group, the true American patriots, whatever you want to call them, I think they did a great job by pushing back. Chip Roy out there, he was great, and then there's Matt Gaetz. I mean, you know who they are. You know who these key players are who are pushing back and saying we've got to change the way business is done here. What we've been doing isn't right. And, I mean, Matt Gaetz being probably the most outspoken, he was also the one who nominated Donald Trump for the speaker, which I would have loved to have seen happen. The thing's messed up. The process is messed up. And McCarthy at first apparently was sticking to his same old establishment rules. And so I thought Gaetz was right to keep pushing back and the other ones, with the others that held out to the very end. Because we can't, we have no chance if you're going to keep following the same old rules. You know, what's that thing about insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, thinking there's going to be a different result. So it was good that they pushed us out there. They pushed that the people are fed up with what's going on. The people want something different. But I mean, am I holding my breath that McCarthy's going to follow through? Now, just as we were coming on, the House was taking a vote on accepting the rules, and I believe they did, but I'm not sure if anything got changed along the way, what these new rules are. And we can talk a little bit about the rules, but tonight, obviously, I'm focusing on the COVID thing. But, I mean, there's some very important rules that are being changed out there, not putting 10 million things in one bill, you know, not playing all these games they do play, letting people actually debate issues. I mean, part of it, what came out was that the way these bills all come up, so somebody makes a motion, there's a bill put out there, then they have a committee someplace who goes into a private room and have the group, mostly the establishment people, whoever, however they decide these people that are on these committees, which is part of the problem. They go out there and then they debate it. They decide whether they like it or not. And if they like it or whatever, if they decide to proceed with it and not kill it in the committee, then it goes out there and, you know, 2 days, not even 2 days, they expect everybody to vote on it without any open debate. And what it really amounts to is we have no representation. No one's speaking for us. They're not representing us. It's all an establishment process, and it's ridiculous. So there had to be changes. The other one was that one person could make the motion to remove the Speaker of the House. And that's okay, too. You know what? It was Nancy Pelosi who went out there and changed it to try to make it more difficult to remove him. No. And if McCarthy doesn't do as he says, he doesn't do as he is committing to do and what he said he was going to do, he has to be removed. There can't be any ifs, ands, whats, or buts. We've had enough. And, you know, I don't really know, while we have a small majority in the House, the Republicans, the conservatives, whatever you want to call us these days, I don't know what they are really, the small majority there, you still got a Senate to deal with. So I'm actually trying to get a little bit better handle, because they're talking about defunding the 87,000 IRS agents and funding the Border Patrol and these other things, which were obviously not part of the omnibus bill garbage that was passed a couple weeks ago. But there are ways, apparently, the House is supposed to control the purse strings, and that's supposed to be much more control over the money. So they are to have some type of options to put a hold on some of this. And this was something we talked about last week. And John, I don't know if John's out there listening right now, but he had called and was talking about it. He said they were going to stop this. Well, I'm trying to see how they're going to stop it, but apparently there are some options for them to put a hold on some of this funding, and that's what they need to do. They couldn't stop it in the omnibus bill because of McConnell and company, but there's other ways that they can block it. So we have to see what they do. The next month or two are going to be very telling of what this new Congress is going to be and what McCarthy is going to be and whatever else. I'm not going to hold my breath, but we'll see. And there were a variety of things, like I say, some other things that were changed. And like not packing a bill about transportation with something about windmills or something, whatever. All the games they play, all the earmarking, it's enough already. Stop screwing over the people. I mean, that's what it really came down to. People have had enough. And people are believe it or not, thank goodness, people are getting more engaged in realizing what's happening. Same on these mandates and all this other insanity of what they did with COVID, which, of course, is going to be the big topic tonight. So there's a lot of stuff out there that needs to be done. So we'll see how it all plays out. Will this Congress really make a difference? I think they have an option to make some difference. We'll see. They have to do something, or I don't even know that the 2024 election is going to make any difference. Especially when we have all the problems with big corruption, which all these investigations, we'll see what all these investigations lead to. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Quick update on those who knew about the Supreme Court case, Brunson versus Adams. This was where a group of individuals were actually going after Congress for violation of their oath of office. I heard today it was denied. I don't know anything really more than that the Supreme Court, while they put it on the docket, they denied it, so nothing happening on that one by what I was told. Very little info on that one so far. And another one that I thought was really good was Biden. I mean, he's going to go to the border. Yeah, isn't that special? He's finally going to go to the border, El Paso. Well, some people I'm talking to say he didn't go to the border, he went to El Paso. And what they did, they did a major, major sweep of the city. They cleaned up, got rid of all the homeless people parked out in the streets, and all the immigrants are off in some detention, whatever, camp someplace, wherever they put them, all out of sight. So the president's walking down liberal El Paso Lane with a couple of Border Patrols. He just, oh, he's so wonderful. How nice it is. Yeah. See, there's no immigration problem. There's no security border problem here. No. And if any American is dumb enough to believe that, I don't know what to tell you if you're really dumb enough to believe that. If you're not totally disgusted by the game they played, oh, we got to go clean up the city so when the president stands here, it looks really nice. And that is so insulting to the people, so disgusting, not to mention the way it's treating the illegals that were there all over the place. So that was going on. However, to the credit of Governor Abbott, which sometimes he seems to be a little bit slow on this stuff, he did go out there. He had a letter. He actually met the president at the plane, I guess, and handed him his letter. And was, I guess, encouraging him to go visit the real border, not play games like he did there and that type of stuff. So apparently he really came after the president because, believe it or not, the president didn't even ask to meet with him in Texas, on the Texas border. So that tells you how disingenuous the whole thing was. It was all for show. It's all to have the lamestream media try to come up with something that, oh, the border is perfectly secure. Yeah, I mean, it's just so disgusting. And he wasn't going there to take any real time and spend on that border. He was going to Mexico, Biden was. So he just made a quick stop there for a photo op. It was really all it was, a photo op. Yeah, look how wonderful it is now. He's going to run again, and see, I've been to the border. It's sick. And if any American goes along with it and acts like that's okay, I just don't know what to tell you. I really do not know what to tell you. So, okay, there's that. Let's see, what were the other biggies? Those were, I think, some of the key general topics that those were the general topics to kind of touch base on. Now we're going to take our dive into the, take a dive into the COVID issue here. So, but I'm going to go ahead and get, I know Karen was following along with the, with the speaker house and all that mess today. So I'll get Karen in here in just a second to give an update too, that she can expand on some of the things they were doing. But we really have to keep an eye out on what these people are doing. And the other is we'll get into the Holocaust. I'm telling you, this part, I really need more than 2 hours to talk about this. The stuff that has come up and everything else, I won't be able to tonight. But you got to pay attention. You really have to look and see what is happening to our country. It's just absolutely disgusting. But let me get Karen in here to give a quick comment on what she saw with the the shenanigans, whatever you want to call it, democracy in progress, as we selected a House Speaker of the House for Congress. Hello there.
Hello. Sorry, I had to get off mute. Can you hear me?
I hate when that happens. I can hear you. A little bit vague or fading out a little bit there, but I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm switching phones, and hopefully this is better. Is that better?
Okay, I can hear you now. Yep.
Good. Well, I thought that the most interesting thing was to see the way the left tried to spin what was going on in the House of Representatives last week, when in reality that is exactly the way a representative republic with democratic laws works. The idea is before a law is passed, you're supposed to have a debate and know what's in it, not these omnibus bills where you are directed to vote whether or not you read the bill, and in most cases, the bills were never read. So I thought that that was quite interesting, which leads me, of course, to believe that they have no idea what is in the Constitution. Because if they did, they would realize that a robust debate is what's called for. how else can you learn about an issue if you don't talk about it? And that is apparently the way our country has been run for the last 30 or 40 years. It's a horror if the common folk, we the people, actually want to get involved and have a voice. And I think that what we saw was incredible, and it was wonderful to be part of that history. I felt that that was a real positive, and it gave people an idea of the way government is supposed to work. The other thing, Sally, that I thought was very interesting was the revival of the Church Commission. And for
yes.
people that don't know what the Church Commission is, there was a representative, his name was Frank Church, and in 1975, he created a committee that was to study corruption in the alphabet agencies. And, of course, as soon as he started finding the corruption, the committee was disbanded, but that is the way, sadly, our government works. However, this time we are actually going to have an opportunity through a new church commission, church-type commission, which I read is going to be headed by Jim Jordan. So that's a wonderful thing. And maybe we will get to the bottom of or find out what has been going on in our agencies, because we all know they're corrupt. We all know what they're doing, but it seems as though the court and the legislators don't seem to have a handle on what's going on in the country. And it's very sad that the Brunson case, you are correct, has been, they have decided not to hear it, which just shows what a bunch of cowards the Supreme Court is. To not be able to take a process. This was very serious. These people did violate their oath of office. Their oath of office was to protect and defend the American people against all types of attacks, both foreign and domestic, and they have not been doing their job. So the fact that they were sued, they're not doing their job. Why would you think, I don't know, Sally, why would the Supreme Court be afraid to hear something like that? Maybe because they'll have to get to the truth? So I think that, that was very important. I also felt that it was very important that the grassroots is now part of the Rules Committee, and I guess we will have to wait until later on tonight to see how the Rules Committee and how the voting goes. Because regardless, folks, let's not forget, the Rules Committee makes the rules, but they pass those rules and then must send them out to the entire assembly. So everybody has to vote. All the legislators, all the congressmen in the House have to vote in favor of these rules. So it'll be very interesting, I think, to see if they actually get passed. That was
well,
the thing
there was
that
a
I
vote
was...
going on just as I started the show. I thought, maybe I was not reading it correctly, but I thought they were voting on the rules to accept the rules. Maybe I'm jumping the gun on that.
No, they are voting tonight to accept the rules.
Well, yeah, it looked like
they
had passed it, is what I'm saying. We know they take more than one vote before all this stuff is over. But, yeah, they've taken
yes,
a vote on
true.
It.
Might be up to 15. I thought that was a great thing. I wish it went further because I kept on thinking to myself, wow, while they're doing this, they're not spending our money. They're not bringing
right.
any more horrific programs on top of We the People. And they're not going to be able to do the things that they put in that omnibus bill if we don't have a consensus for a speaker. So unfortunately, right after I thought that, they picked the speaker. So that didn't work. I was happier when they were doing nothing. I'm always happy when Congress does nothing because
true.
Then that means that they're not coming after us, and that's always a good thing.
True.
I also liked the single subject. And that's about time, wouldn't you think? Wouldn't it be nice to actually vote on a bill that meant what the bill meant? That after you had the description and the workings of the bill, that was it? And you got to vote on whether or not that bill was acceptable, not whether or not there's hidden things in there, there's hidden pork. And I thought that was a really good thing, too. So kudos to Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and the six that voted present. We appreciate you and the 20 and what you have done. And the fact that you have given the grassroots a seat at the table. Because remember, folks, if you're not at the table, you can't be heard. And that was what was happening. By not allowing Freedom Caucus members to join and be on the committees, there's no vote that they would be able to participate in except the general vote. And they need to be part of policy making. We, the people, need to be part of policy making. That's what this is. That's what this country, that's the way it's run, that's the way it's supposed to be run. We, the people, are the ones that are in charge. So all in all, Sally, I thought they did a pretty good job.
Yes, I thought so too. I will mention, and we'll save this topic for another show for any in-depth, but, you know, you mentioned the caucus. I personally think they should ban all caucuses. I don't know why there should be no division of groups in that in the federal government like that. I mean, I don't think they have an American caucus. They've got, you know, Indians and Asians and whatever. Yeah,
where's the white
I don't think
caucus?
They have Italians either. What's that?
I said, where is the white caucus?
Well, there's no white caucus.
Black
there's a black caucus.
Caucus
there's the Asian caucus.
Caucus.
I mean, for the LGBTQF, whatever it is, caucus. I mean, we're not supposed to be dividing people. We're supposed to be Americans. That's why I say, where's the American caucus? Okay, there should be that. That's the only one that there should be, the American caucus, not the other. So that's my take on that one, but we will save that one for another day to get into the details. But, yeah, overall, it's going to McCarthy's he's got his calling card now. If he doesn't do as he's told, he's not going to be there long. And so it's going to be interesting to see what he really does. I'm going to be happy that these other people stood up. Finally, some people are taking a stand and not just caving into all the insanity. And that gives us a little bit of hope, if you will, that we can save this country, that maybe we can get some people in there to actually represent us kind of thing. I will say one last thing, and then we're going to get into this COVID stuff. I was actually pretty – personally, I was disappointed in Marjorie Taylor Greene. With her whole demeanor was supporting McCarthy on day one. I thought it was very weird. So either he had already promised her certain committees or whatever. I don't know. But I was not happy with her. I thought she, of all people, would have been part of the 20. Just say, we need to change the way we're doing business, where she jumped on the bandwagon. But then, you know, Trump was also on the bandwagon, too, and Lord only knows why Trump would be on the bandwagon. I don't get it from McCarthy kind of stuff with all the other games that have been played. But he was out there, too, so...
The only thing I
What's
can
that?
Think of with that one is that there was a deal made somewhere. And
as far as
I agree with you with Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has absolutely lost my trust. She should have been part of the 20 and not 21. She should have been fighting for the people. Instead, she gave it up for, excuse me, she gave it up for a committee assignment. Not a good thing.
Yeah. That's my take on that one. So I will put one other thing out there. This is just kind of putting everybody on notice that I and some others are working on getting some boycotting together. The boycotts do work. In fact, those of you who are familiar with Wayne Allen Root, he's actually got a book out there about this. And Bed Bath & Beyond, when they discontinued MyPillow and Mike Lindell's line, they took a major dive, and now they're facing bankruptcy. It looks like they're going to be filing bankruptcy. And then, of course, what happened with Disney with their woke crap that they were doing, people rejected it. And people have to understand how powerful that really is. We shut down, take away their money. They do like their money. And we're going to say, we're not going to support you if you're going to be anti-American. And that's what these people and what these groups are. So it was, if to go out there and stop selling MyPillow because you don't like the political position, Mike Lindell, so that just, that's un-American. It's un-American, and that's what Bed Bath & Beyond did. I sent letters to Bed Bath & Beyond. I contacted their office. I let them know at least a dozen times that I wasn't going to do business with them until they started offering the MyPillow again. And Walmart's done the same thing. And with Walmart, I think I've been in there once since then. I've pretty much boycotted Walmart myself, too. But anyway, stay tuned. We're going to be hearing more. We may have a show one night talking about boycotting, how we're going to organize this, and how we're going to put our message out there by the boycotting of these corporations that are woke corporations that are anti-American. So stay tuned for that one.
Yes, that is
Really,
really important. And I agree with you 100%. Boycotts work. That's why they tell us they don't work. There's a website, and it's called 2ND Second Vote. VOTE.com, and you can go to that website, put in any corporation, and it will give you their woke rating, and it's fascinating to see. And then when you go shopping, you should adjust your what you're purchasing accordingly. Why would people be giving money to corporations that are totally against America and against the American people, and yet we're funding them? That does not make sense. So, yes, that is a good thing, and I look forward to working on that project with you.
Yes, and just remember, everybody, just a couple of weeks back, we had a guest on to talk about how to buy American. So, and there's the other information. You'll be getting more on that, too. How to buy American-made products, and then how to stay away from the anti-American woke corporations. So stay tuned for that. That'll probably be in the next couple of weeks that we'll be doing a show on that one. Okay, now the other, getting into the real topic of tonight, and then, like I say, I'm going to try to talk a little bit slower, but this topic makes me so annoyed that it's hard for me to control myself. But we have to face the fact that we truly have a Holocaust on our hands. This is genocide of the American people, a Holocaust. This is happening. We have to face the very real fact our country is under attack, and the enemies are real. The enemies are from within, and it's all over the place. There's been so much that has come out in the last couple of days even, what has happened with everything to do with COVID. That we have to have a very deep conversation. And this is what, you know, we have this Congress, how much they're going to do when it comes to COVID. We have definitely got to make sure they do all the investigation on this stuff. We better be contacting Jim Jordan and, of course, your individual representatives to the nth degree and demand. Because what has happened here is criminal. It is so treasonous, so un-American, anti-American, genocide, trying to kill off the American people, to kill off this country. What is happening in this country across the board is so disgusting. And, I mean, you can take the border. That's a whole other thing. They're allowing this invasion, which you have to go out there and look at the global compact of immigration, which is where Biden says, okay, we're going to let everybody in. It's all part of a new world order, one world order. And this all ties into what's happening with COVID as part of the destruction, the Holocaust of the American people. They have to take down America first. They said we have people fighting all around the world for their freedom, their independence, their right to grow, be a farmer and grow food. I mean, things that are happening all over this planet. But they're coming after us first. If we don't protect freedom, nobody will. And right now we have no freedom. People just better really think about what is really, really happening to our freedom. Now on the show page here, I put quite a bit of information. I got several very key articles and documentaries and things
Allie,
that you
may
really
I
need to
interrupt
watch.
You with some
sure.
breaking news?
Yes. Go ahead.
The House has just approved the rules package.
Excellent.
And it was a long party line. There was one Republican that voted no. So it was 219, I think. I don't know. Oh, 220 to 213. And the new rules are now going to be in place, and that is really wonderful. So kudos to the 20. They deserve every single thing that we can do to help them. And folks, send your legislator, especially if they're one of the 20, a big thank you, because they have brought we the people to the table.
Exactly. We have got to show that we support and appreciate what they've done and know that we are behind them and we want them to keep doing it kind of thing. So, excellent. Okay.
Exactly.
I saw them voting. I knew the voting had started, but okay, excellent. Good news. Keep saying those prayers. I think we can still save this country, but I'll tell you, we better truly appreciate the attack that is under right now, because those 87,000 IRS agents is only one part of the problem. It's massive. But this thing...
I got a question on that one.
Okay.
So the House is going to defund the IRS agents, but if the Senate doesn't agree, then what happens?
Well, that's what I was talking about that a little bit earlier, and I was actually talking to Tom Pastore earlier this week, and I was debating, I said, well, how are they going to stop it if it's already been approved over there? But there are ways. In fact, he gave an example. I'm trying to think what it was a while back when it had, in theory, this one thing had been, in fact, it was, I guess he was talking about the border wall. The border wall had been approved, had been funded. Everything had been approved, but the Democrats played some other game and were able to still go and tie up the funds to not release those funds or something. So there apparently is a way to do this.
Okay.
I don't know.
We're going to have to find out about
that
and make sure that they stick to their rules and stick to what they say they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's
fund the Border Patrol and defund the IRS agents, 87,000 agents. Yep. Yep. So... we will see how that all plays out. But again, getting back to those Holocaust here, there's several links on the show page. If you haven't watched them, please do. I mean, there's nothing I'm going to be able to tell you that's going to explain what's happening here to the degree until you watch this information. And you also know I'm not just making stuff up or pulling it out of the air, because it's really true. It's We have to do something to defend our homeland, but right now, I mean, it really looks like our country is falling right in front of us, and yet we, the people, appear to be totally defenseless. Our country is being invaded. We're defenseless. We're standing here watching it. Nothing we can do about it. Nothing's happening. And then people are dropping like flies. The guy who fell down or passed out, whatever you want to call it, cardiac arrest on the NFL football last week, he seems to be doing better, and it looks like he's going to be okay. He's not out of the hospital yet, from my understanding. But here, while up until that very point in time, everybody said, have you been vaccinated? You're constantly getting questioned if you've been vaccinated. But when this person fell to the ground like he did, went from a seemingly minor hit in the grand scheme of things of football, I saw the replay. It was not a major hit like somebody would have knocked the wind out of the person. And for him to stand up and then all of a sudden fall down the way he did, we weren't allowed to say, was he vaccinated? Which, of course, he was. But we're not allowed to say that yet. Well, okay, to be fair, we don't really know what happened. But let's go look at all the thousands of people who have dropped dead, the athletes dropping dead right on the field, reporters dropping dead. I mean, there's people dropping dead everywhere. Is this okay with people? I mean, I've never in my life witnessed every day you find people who are just dropping dead, walking along, and all of a sudden, whoop, there they go. Is this really normal to people? Or I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. How can you think that's okay? How can you think that's normal? How can you not question it? What is happening here? And then the other part, this one show, it was what's going on in the hospital. I think it's actually called "Wait, Hospitals Are Still Doing This to People," and then something the people need to be locked up. What they do to people in the hospitals? How the hospitals make money by killing people from COVID? I mean, it sounds so sick. I'm the first person to say this is our. You got to be joking. No, this can't be really happening. Doctors out there killing people on purpose. doing this, and it really does sound so sick. But we have to face the fact we are under attack. This is a genocide going on. If you Holocaust, genocide, whatever you want to call it, we have our own government trying to kill us. And that sounds crazy. I feel crazy saying it. But when I look at all this information out there, what else can you conclude? And that's going to be for one of the things that I did not actually add on to there because I just got it just recently. It's actually called, let me see if I can find this. I just got the information on it yesterday. It is a crime. Okay, well, why can't I find that right now? Never failed. I can't find it when I'm looking for it. The Pentagon, the Department of Defense, was all part of this COVID thing. They've been part of it all along. And the question has to be asked, why would our own defense come after us and try to kill us? Because that's what they're doing. You go to the new Constitution, Living War Crimes. Go listen to that video there, Living War Crimes, where it goes into how our Department of Defense has been part of this all along. They're the ones who instigated this whole COVID-19 thing, as what is being reported. And I've heard several different reports on the same thing. And I'm expecting that we'll be hearing quite a bit more this week, I'm hoping. So please, please tune in. And I sent something, I actually forwarded this particular article to my U.S. representative and said, this sounds like you guys are trying to kill us, that Americans are our own government is trying to kill the American people. That's what this sounds like. Tell me why this isn't true. Tell me why this report is false. Because they made reference to various things and how they sign over our rights. Our Constitution means nothing. There is an international health regulation group that we're all supposed to follow. That's kind of like the New World Order, One World Government, the World Health Organization, One World Order, New World Government, One whatever, New World Order, One World Government, the Public Health Act of 1944, and apparently when Reagan was in office, he actually gave more power to the Secretary of Health, Health and Human Services Secretary, and once they declare some kind of health crisis like this, they're the ones who control it for forward. Wait a minute. You're telling me I don't have a constitutional right because you've given my rights to a secretary, an unelected person? It's sick. Something's wrong here, folks. Something is totally wrong. The Patriot Act took away our rights, these crazy health acts. Then, of course, they'll throw Obamacare and what they claim they're going to do as far as health care. All of it is all in the is all against the American people. It's the way to take down. They have to take down America first. This first article, the show was an interview with the gentleman Scott Shalar. He was the father of a girl who had Down syndrome. He loved his daughter. You got to listen to the thing. It's somewhat of a tearjerker at times because he's telling the story where she was getting, they thought she had a cold or a sniffles and whatever. So they went and had her tested, and then right away they're saying, take her into the hospital. Immediately take her to the hospital. Take her to the hospital. Got to go. And at that point, this guy, he was actually following the America's frontline doctors, therapies and things, and the vitamin D3 and things like that. So he wasn't totally caving in to, and they hadn't done the vaccines or anything. But but when he took her to the hospital, did like they said, because he trusted them. He was trusting these doctors. But little by little, because of her Down syndrome, he was her voice. He was there to speak on behalf of her to make decisions. And he would go through the process, and you have to listen to the whole thing. I can't give it justice within a short time here. Try to quote everything that was said, but you watch what they did, and everything they did was to the harm of this patient. She shouldn't have even been in the hospital when it came right down to it. But they would give one thing, then they say take this, they do another. Everything they did was to the detriment of this young lady, and. At some point, the one doctor was they tried to put her on a ventilator. The father wouldn't let them put her on the ventilator. Then I guess they tried to do their remdesivir, and maybe they finally did. I'm not sure on that one. But it was all he kept pushing back on what they were doing. And the doctor was asking for a DNR, do not resuscitate order. And the father said no. He said, well, what if it happens a couple of times? No. And then it was at some point, I think, when the doctor said, well, if it happens five times, whatever, at some point, at what point would you say do not resuscitate? So apparently it sounded almost like trickery of what this doctor was doing. But the father was clear. He did not want to not say no to a do not resuscitate order. But the doctor put it on there anyway. The doctor illegally updated the record and put a do not resuscitate. And in time, you'd have to listen to the whole story. In time, she got sicker. What they were doing to her, they killed her. The hospital killed her. These people murdered this girl. And then when the father was back there with one of the sisters, and they were telling the nurses, help my daughter. Why aren't you helping her? She needs assistance here. And the nurses all stood there saying there was a do not resuscitate, a DNR on there. And so they literally, the father had to stand there and watch his daughter die in a hospital because they wouldn't do it. They would not honor what he said. And they lied about it on the do not resuscitate. This person, he's got, his daughter's name was Grace. So they have founded a group, Our Amazing Grace. You can go to ouramazinggrace.net to get some more of the info. But he goes through and he explains this whole process of how the hospitals are killing people. And they're getting paid to do it. Of course, we already knew they got paid to omit people as COVID. And then every time they treat them for COVID, and every time they do, you know, the ventilators and all this other stuff, all the things that they do, they're getting paid more money. And I think it was some crazy amount, up to $700,000, if they die. If the person dies in the hospital of COVID. This is so sick. This is why I don't know what else you call this except genocide or a Holocaust. When your own government, your own people, are helping to kill you. How is this any better than Hitler? It baffles the mind. And I can't stress enough how much I feel, to a certain degree, I feel like it's crazy to be saying this. You're saying the hospital is intentionally killing these people or letting them die or helping them die. But it's the truth. You listen to this guy's story. And then because he started his organization, other people reached out to him. He talks about one case when some family members were saying their brother or whoever was a family member was in the hospital. And they insist on trying to give them that remdesivir stuff, and they're trying the ventilator. They're fighting. They're trying their best to get him out of the hospital, and they won't release him. And they're fighting with him. These are people, and they want to keep him in the hospital. And it used to be a time you couldn't do that. You could not keep a person against their will, but they were doing this. Anyway, they reached out to this guy, and he got involved, and he did some things. And again, he explains it on this interview. And they got him out of the hospital, and the guy is still alive. If the guy had stayed in the hospital, he would have been dead. I mean, isn't it pretty sick when you think you're going to the hospital? The hospital is beyond the waiting-to-die zone. Nursing homes, that's what the old folks' home routine, the nursing homes, those are truly the waiting-to-die zone. That's what the lawyers call them, waiting-to-die zones. But this is go to the hospital so they can kill you. It's sick. And I keep saying, this can't be true. But yet I've seen so much myself after what I've seen with elder care here in Florida, what I saw with people I knew personally, what happened to them, how we murder people. It's a sick society. And this God is not going to bless people who go around killing each other like this. It's absolutely so disgusting. Joe, I see you out there. I will be with you in just a minute. But you've got to listen to this whole story. It took about an hour and a half to listen to this thing. But you've got to listen to it. You've got to listen to the details because this guy, he was doing all the research and finding out what actually happened. Or he was finding out what they were doing wasn't correct. And then he said this one nurse had been a nurse for X number of years and in intensive care for X number of years. So these nurses know what they're doing is wrong, but they're afraid to lose their job, or they go along with it. And if you go along with something like this, if you are there and you are an active, willing participant in such a genocide, you are evil too. Your hands are dirty. You've got blood on your hands. To go and do that, it's just, you got to watch the show and really see what's happening. And then you go down the line, excuse me, the records are all proving there's over a 4,000% increase in miscarriages. So not only are they, let me get back up 1 minute, in reference to the case with the lady who had Down syndrome. He actually, Scott, the father, made reference to this being a Holocaust. And he was one who was talking to, said they have to kill America first. They have to take us down before they can take down the rest of the world. And he said, this is a Holocaust. It really is. That's what these people are doing to us. And he was explaining how the money they make and that, how did he word it? He specifically said it was a Holocaust. And we have got to be the ones to get back to God. We have got to realize this, that we've lost our way, that we the people have lost our way here. And if we don't get back to that, we're probably going to lose. We're not going to survive like this. They are trying to destroy us, and we can't let them do this to us. It just it's a very sad situation. So please go listen to that and see what exactly happened to this young lady. And the other thing he said towards the end of it was that he made a mention, their first intent was to kill the elderly. And when he talks about killing off the elderly people, this is because they're on Medicare and Social Security, and they are costing too much money. So we need to get rid of them. This is that depopulation kind of stuff. So we talk about that. He said their goal is to get rid of the elderly and the disabled. And he believes that's why they went after his daughter, because she was Down syndrome. She was very active and had a very good life. But technically, because of Down syndrome, she was considered disabled. So they're trying to get rid of those people that they deem to not be the best. And he truly believes that. And if you listen to a story, you would believe it too. It's just very, very disgusting. And then the other is what I was starting to say about the over 4,000% increase in miscarriages. So they're killing off the elderly people, the disabled people, and they're killing off the next generation. They're literally killing the next generation. And then when you find out this stuff about the living war crimes, where it goes into the fact that our Department of Defense, the Pentagon, was all part of COVID-19. They've been behind it the whole way through. And you're like, our own government is trying to kill us. Our own government has been taken over by whatever communist, Chinese Communist Party, whoever else has infiltrated this government to such a degree, we have people within the government trying to kill us. It's sick. It's very weird for me to say it. I can't stress enough how difficult it is for me to say this, and I keep saying this can't be true, but it keeps coming up over and over again that this is happening. And then what they've done with the doctors who tried to fight it, who denied it, said this is not the D3, the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine. Those who were out there really trying to help people were all being condemned. And the one last thing, and then I will get Dr. Joe in here. There's so much more to talk on this. But right now I want people to truly think about, because we keep hearing DeSantis and Trump and who's going to run, or Trump is running, what about DeSantis, whatever else. I would ask people to watch this information, especially when it comes to what's happening from within our government, what they are doing, how this government is killing American people. You can add the invasion kind of stuff on it too, but right here, killing off people. And then go back to Donald Trump. Mr. President, please tell us, where are you at now on this? after you have seen all this other stuff and watch these things here, Mr. Trump, did you know that the Pentagon was involved in the COVID-19 thing? What were they telling you, and what would you do now? How would you protect us? And now over here you go into the DeSantis camp, and he's out there doing things to challenge the legal rights of people for what's happened. And I'm telling you right now, I think DeSantis is on the right track to go out there to do his own investigation and to try to protect the rights of people and to get to the bottom of who actually did this. I feel like DeSantis is taking a much more methodical approach to what happened with COVID, and maybe he's going to get some answers. But while he's doing that, I really do think, President Trump, you need to tell us what happened here. You need to tell, if all the stuff that's being reported isn't true, the Pentagon had nothing to do with it, and Fauci was wonderful, whatever, you really need to tell us. Because you were there. You were in the driver's seat when this first started. We all know why it really happened. It was to take down America. It was to take down President Trump. It would have happened at some point no matter what. This was part of the plan. They were attacking us. We already know that. The history is out there that they were the evildoers trying to destroy the United States of America. That was there. And they had it all lined up. Hillary Clinton was supposed to get elected. They rigged the system. How did Trump get elected when it was all rigged for Hillary to get it, and then they were going to go down their merry way, and things would have been on a completely different path? But Donald Trump, President Trump, threw a monkey wrench into their whole plan, and then they had to somehow beef up their approach to take down Trump. And in that process, took down the country and taken down half the world, people all around the world. And now Trump was there. There were things he could have done. There were probably people he didn't listen to. And he just needs to have a very open and honest discussion of what happened here. And was his government, he was the commander-in-chief, was his military, the Department of Defense, were they in any way engaged in doing this, like it sounds like here? And what role did the government play in promoting or incentivizing hospitals to kill people? He has to talk about it. I don't blame him if he made a mistake because he believed the wrong people, such as Fauci. I understand that. I can understand where he thought the vaccine was going to help. But it didn't. The vaccine was a bioweapon. And if you listen to some of these videos, including that one again, go to the new Constitution, Living Wars Crimes, listen to that, and it talks about this was a bioweapon. And where were they using it? They were using it against people all around the world. But America is the one that keeps pushing it, including their kids. Why are Americans trying to kill their children? Why is the American government trying to kill the children of this country? Why is it trying to prevent the pregnancies or create those miscarriages, prevent the next generation, while it's flooding us with illegals? Someone explain it to me. Somebody explain it to me and tell me why I shouldn't think what I'm saying. Tell me why I'm wrong. I really, really want to be wrong because I hate to think my own country, my own government is trying to kill us. But that's what it looks like. Well, that being said, I'm going to get Joe in here, and then Karen, I'll get you back in here in just a minute as well. And Joe, are you there?
Well, I like your promotion. I don't know if it is a promotion, Sally, when you call me Dr. Joe by mistake, because I don't particularly have much faith in the medical industry. So I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Yes, I'm another Dr. Joe, too. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right, so what are the plans to conquer the New World Order? We all know what's happening. At least those who do know, there are those who do have their heads up their ass. Okay, fine. So for those who do know, what can we do to effectively stop this in the next year or so?
So you want me to give you the answer, huh?
Gee, sorry, Sally. You're warning us You're warning us about the Holocaust. I thought maybe you might want to know that some people might want to come to you to find out. Yeah, maybe you might have an answer.
I have an answer.
Okay, Karen's got an answer. Let's hear Karen's answer.
We have to do something that is so big, totally American, and that's why we need to boycott. The only thing these people understand is money, and we have it, and they're stealing it, and they get more and more each time we ignore what they're doing. So it's time to have, we can't just vote in November and think that they're going to do the right thing, and we could go home and go to sleep or whatever else it is that we do and go on with our lives. It's not like that anymore. They are destroying us. We have an opportunity to stop it and help, and I believe the help that we can give is to withhold our money and put our money into companies that support American values. And stop feeding these disgusting human beings that want to, as you say, Sally, and I say all the time, why are you trying to kill
So how do
children?
You organize that?
Excuse me?
How do you organize that? To say, to boycott?
Oh,
okay. That was,
very easy.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think of it as we have to be in mass boycotting, blah, blah, blah. Everybody, every person, every American that believes in America is to take on their own personal boycott. For the next 6 months, 8 months, don't buy anything that's not a necessity. Can everybody do that? Sure we could. Okay? This is the kind of thing that would catch on because this is something that all of those people that are screaming would now have power to do something. We've seen it work. Sally just described Bed Bath & Beyond. We know that boycotts work. So, want to pick a company? My company right now of choice is Coca-Cola. Why are we supporting Coca-Cola? I thought they were a green corporation. Their product is filled with carbon dioxide. They're polluting the air. So I think we should boycott soda, wine, beer, anything that has carbon dioxide in it. Let us give them a taste of their own medicine. Let us make them live up to the stupid laws and rules that they put in place.
So how do you organize people in order to do that, Karen?
Excuse me?
How do you organize people in order to do
Oh, what we'll do is we'll just send out a letter. Same thing, same organization. Look at yourself. Look at America. If you are unhappy, this is your chance to do something. And what you're going to do is just buy necessities and only made in America necessities, no matter how inconvenient it may be. This is
and that's going to stop the Holocaust. That's going to stop the corruption.
Because money is what talks with them. And look, it just went on with Vanguard. All of a sudden now Vanguard is not woke because they lost, I think, $1.5 billion in assets for going woke. So they are no longer woke.
Yeah, but BlackRock's still around. The thing is
how do you eat an elephant?
How do you what?
How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
You bite one at a time.
If we don't start someplace, we haven't started. If we start within ourselves, because America is made up of individuals with
Karen, I don't want to hear what we have to do, what we need to do. It sounds like politicians. What mythology? What mythology? Boots on the ground.
This is what I hear as a radio host often. I don't know what to do. I'm only one person.
How many people? All right. So how many people will have to do that in order to make some kind of an effect?
Well, that goes back to the Bed Bath & Beyond and Walt Disney. Look at the change that's already happening. Disney is paying a big price for their woke stuff. And I guess the part I want to didn't mean to cut you off there, Karen, but let me jump in just a minute here.
No, that's okay.
The part is, it's part, the, a big part of what's going on today is a culture war where their whole way to destroy this country is divide and conquer routine, with all the drag queens and all the pervertedness and destruction of the family and whatever else. So we have to really take a very close look at our own values and say, how are we promoting the destruction? Well, if I'm going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond, who is going to destroy or try to destroy Michael Lindell because he happens to be a patriot, I'm not going to give them my money. I'm putting them out of business, and I'm going to continue to support those who want to promote America.
The question is, Sally, how many people are going to do it? Okay?
Well,
once the show,
and I think that's too
once the show closes down, how many people are going to say, oh, that's a pretty good advice there, and I think I'm going to go ahead and do it.
You know what?
Well, first off, go ahead, Karen, and then I'll finish.
Unless we try, we're never going to know. So sitting back and saying how many people, I have no idea, but I'll tell you something. This is exactly the way Amway and all of the network marketing companies made gazillions of dollars real fast. Because if I tell you and you tell 10 other people and I tell 10 people.
I'm aware of MLM. I'm in the marketing field. I'm aware of Amway and the rest of them. Here's the question.
You have an audience.
We are at
10. You have a show. Say to your show, what are you doing to save America? What are you doing? It is in our hands.
That's exactly my question.
That's what they're so afraid of. They know that. That's why they tell us
that
we're in the
minority. We need methodologies.
We are the majority.
We don't need any more. We have to-dos. That's a politician talking. If you don't know how many people it takes to do and make an effect, then what you're saying is, well, I have a favorite way of doing it. This is my favorite way, but we're at 10 to midnight. When Sally has this particular show.
Can I jump in here, please?
Go ahead.
Okay. Just think about, again, the two cases. And if you, there's, I mentioned this earlier, Wayne Allen Roots. He's
an author.
Journalist, commentator, whatever you want to call it.
He ran
analyst.
For president.
What's that?
He ran for president.
He knows Trump. He has his top 10. If you watch Real America's Voices and some others, he has his top 10, and he went through this. And it was very interesting what he said this past week, and I agreed with most of it. He's got a book out there talking about the boycotting that I guess he put out a year or so ago, whatever. And then he was talking himself. He said, just boycotting works. Look at what happened to Walt Disney World when all the crap started with them and the drag queens and the children doing all this crap with children, all this other perverted stuff. People took their money back, and they're paying a price for it. We're letting people know this is not what America is about. The same is true with Bed Bath & Beyond. They're about to go bankrupt. Why? Because they said they weren't going to sell MyPillow, and they rejected Mike Lindell. So what happened? People said, well, we're going to go directly to the MyPillow.com, whatever it is. We're going to buy it there. We're not going to buy your stuff at Bed Bath & Beyond. And now they're going broke. Now, when you're talking about the actual process, I go out there, and this is what Karen, me, and a few others, and I'm going to be looking more onto this Wayne Allen Root stuff to see what else he was doing, to say the blast is, okay, no more Coca-Cola. And if we get – and you got to get – obviously, my voice alone isn't going to do this. It's not like I'm not reaching 10 million people out there. I know that. But Glenn Beck is out there saying the same thing. Others are saying the same thing. We got enough people. You have to take action. But if you're not going to do anything, then if you're happy with the way things are and you want America to fall, just keep watching TV and doing whatever you're doing now. But we want to get out there. We have to do something to get people awake. And people at the local levels, what is there someplace in your community that is extremely woke, that does this garbage, where you can easily dismiss them? Some of this crap that happens today, especially with the prescription drugs and this and that and whatever else, we don't have much control over who makes them, who you get them from. Thank God I don't have to take any prescription drugs, and I don't plan on taking them. But there are some people in other situations where they don't have that option. But when you have an option, don't support anti-American treasonous woke corporations. And the other thing that's happening right now, which Karen mentioned Vanguard, the ESG stuff is going down. At the state level, they're pushing back on this. And I heard,
yes.
I believe it was Glenn Beck last week, I'd have to double check, that more and more states are starting to do their own banks. We can start pushing back on the national banks if we get a few people in leadership roles who actually understand what if we don't want to totally have this dollar and this economy collapse, we better have another plan and maybe have a state bank that actually is on the gold standard.
That's another thing about what we, Sally, that's all about what we have to do. The thing is, it's 10 minutes to midnight, okay? This has been in the works for decades. The Holocaust is here, as you're saying. The bioweapon is here. What do we have to do in order to stop it within that, in my estimation, within the next 2 years? Otherwise, America will cease to exist. So I'm asking again. You're not the only one I ask. I ask everybody who has a blog talk radio show who's a conservative, because liberals, they just think everything's great.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm with you. We may not have until the next election, okay? With what's happening right now, there may not be a need for it. With the elections being as corrupt as they are today, we don't need one anyway because they're meaningless. All you got to do is look at what happened with Arizona and the fact that what happened in 2020 and happening in multiple states across this country. So we may not make it to the 2024 election. When you're talking about the bioweapon, what can I do? Well, I told you that I reached out to my elected House representative just yesterday. And after I watched this one thing saying that the Department of Defense was involved in this COVID stuff, I'm asking that my representative, is this true? If not, provide me documentation that tell me this isn't true. And if this is true, tell me why my country is killing me, why my government is coming after me. Will every American pick up a damn phone and make a phone call? I don't know. If you're a Democrat and you're okay with your country, your government killing you, then sit there and wait. And most of the sad fact is I believe more Democrats took the vaccine than the conservatives did. But
because most people are going to sit back and wait because the New World Order has been doing this incrementally. People are like the frog in the pot. Okay?
Well,
they can be boiled slowly and they
just
will
admit
be
that we're
they
dead.
Will be
just
huh?
Well,
that means that we're dead.
And I am on that borderline to say America has already fallen. It's hopeless. But I do see different signs of people actually doing stuff, just like what we saw with the House, Speaker of the House routine. I do see some people waking up. I do see people realizing, what was the latest the survey, Rasmussen survey was about? How many people... what percentage of the people have known at least one person who has been harmed or died because of the COVID-19 vaccine? People are now getting hit in the face with it. There's only how stupid can you be, people, if you're going to stand there while you see your friends getting jabbed and dropping dead? If you're going to do that, then it doesn't matter. It's all over anyway. If you're really going to stand there while they blow your head off. Because that's what the jab is. It's blowing our heads off. It's killing us. So right now, I'm going to tell people, and my Christmas gifts that I gave out, I shared a lot of information. Now, some people would say giving a gift about a COVID book or what's happening with our country and the various aspects of it is not maybe the most joyful thing to give at Christmas time. But I'm trying to educate people. The only hope we have is to wake up a few people. If you know a few friends that you can knock upside the head and say, would you please get off the pot here and try help saving our country? But if you're determined, then there's nothing you can do. If you're determined to go get the jab and the 10 million boosters like Fauci is telling you to do, that of course he's not doing, then you go out there and do all that, then there's nothing you can do about it. I'm just very hopeful, optimistic, praying to death. Dear Lord, help wake up enough of these people, tell them to stop getting the jab and to get engaged in every conversation to find out what it's really doing. And you know what? If that corporation, Coca-Cola, is mandating that you get a jab in order to work there, one, don't work there and boycott, obviously, that. But we also go to Congress. Hey, folks, we don't want to be killed. Would you stop mandating? This is unconstitutional.
Well, the problem is that, again, a lot of people aren't believing what's being said. So, number one,
they see people dying around them. That's
Maybe.
How many
but
people
you know
have
what?
To die around you?
Yeah, well, maybe four or five or six. There are people who have had, like, for example, there's a couple of fathers. One father in particular had two daughters working as nurses in hospitals. They said, "Dad, don't take the jab." He took the jab. Got sick, went back for the second jab. That means he doesn't even listen to his own daughters who are already in the field. People do not wake up easily. And even if they do, the question still remains, what are we going to do? In America, the way we handle our problems is the elect officials. The elected officials are corrupt. They need to be removed. So how do we remove them? How do we actually wake up people enough for them to do something? And what is it after they're awakened? What are they going to do? Those are two major questions.
Well, we have to me, I have to take some satisfaction that we actually had 20 representatives stand up and do anything this time. When was the last time we had 20 representatives stand up and speak on our behalf about anything? So I'm going to take that as a small win. It's a big win in a sense because it hasn't happened in how many decades, whatever. But the point is, we have to force the issue. But you're absolutely right. If the majority of Americans are okay with the status quo, you're okay with people dropping like flies around you that, I mean, these young people who are just dying, and you don't seem to think there's a problem, you don't want to question what they're doing, you're right that it's hopeless.
Yes, well,
there will be no end if you can't get people to do stuff.
They believe in the government, and they believe in the mainstream media. These people have a confirmation bias of that. These people, the government and mainstream media, will not lie to us. They couldn't lie to us. I know that particular type of feeling from years ago. And then when I had my epiphany, as it were, then I realized, you know what? Congress will sell America down the river for less than $1 million. Anybody in Congress, and even if they weren't willing to sell America down the river, you can always intimidate them by saying, you know what? You know, it's too bad if your daughter has a car accident on I-95 Tuesday. There are people who are that powerful. Look what they did to Rand Paul. Remember when he got surrounded by Black Lives Matter and Antifa in the restaurant?
Well, they're
letting him know. And he got his ribs broken by a neighbor. Okay? Yeah. So, yeah,
well,
I'm awake. You're awake. Everybody is awake. The problem is we can boycott. But you know what? The thing about the boycott, years and years and years ago, I've always said years ago, boycotts and strikes work. Because it takes money away from the corporations. That's years ago. Nowadays, a new world order is what? Destruction. So even if you have boycotts and strikes, even if it's done in the right manner, just like when the truckers went to Ottawa in order to protest against COVID, you can have everything that worked years ago. Now it's in the it's working for the agenda of the new world order. Because they want destruction. They want confusion. They want division.
Right.
Which is why you have to unite everybody on one topic, and that would be a boycott. It's the easiest thing to get people to do together. And you said, you have to spread the word by using your network, going to local churches, going to local communities, going to wherever. People are upset. Now is the time. Give them a lesson. You have a radio platform. Talk about it on the radio. Educate the people. What can you do? Boycotts work. What was the single biggest thing that was used in the civil rights movement? The boycott. So why do they tell us boycotts don't work? Because they work. So...
Well, I see. Looks like John is out there. I'll get to you in just a second, John. But go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask Joe. It's like, well, you know, Joe, I understand exactly what you're saying because we wouldn't be in the mess right now if we could have woken up enough people a while back. I mean, many of us have been out here talking about this stuff for the past 20-something years, whatever.
Years. Right.
Yeah. for years, decades. But back then, everything, well, the Super Bowl was there. They were having fun. They hadn't suffered yet. They're suffering some now, not as much. Well, how much suffering do these people have to take before they're going to wake up? I don't know that part. But if we don't educate the public, you can forget it. I can't guarantee they're all going to listen because there are some people who have been so brainwashed who will drink any Kool-Aid, give them to them. There's really not much I can do, but I can sure heck try to get the other people engaged who might take action, who might, the same ones who decided to all of a sudden run for the school boards. I mean, there is something happening out there. Whether it's going to happen fast enough is what I can't say, which is my concern. But what, and
mine,
you know,
too.
This is why it's kind of interesting. The other show, the Restore the Republic thing that we listen to at times, and what they're trying to do is have another government ready to take over when this one totally collapses, is basically kind of the idea. And I right now, this one's going to collapse if we don't do something. What do you propose? I guess my question to you, or do
That's
you really think it's just
good.
Over? And what's that?
That's good. That's a very good question. What is it that I propose? I do not have the solution. I'm trying to find out what the solution, but I know it takes action, and it takes more than just people saying, well, we have to do what we need to do. It takes boots on the ground, elbow grease type of real action in order to have to achieve a particular goal. The goal is to get rid of the corrupt people in Congress. The goal is also to waken up enough people so that they realize that the government is their enemy. That is the last real obstacle for a lot of people. They know that their local politicians are corrupt, but for them to believe that the people in Congress are corrupt enough to sell America down the river and to kill us, do you know how many people think that we're nuts? You actually believe that Senator yada yada and Congressman yada yada, that they're taking money from the CCCP in order to kill us? Come on. That's the last barrier.
Then that's why some of this information is so critical to get to people. But I totally understand there are those. And like I said, I feel crazy saying some of this stuff. I'm out here having to admit.
I don't feel crazy at all, and neither should you. And by the way,
I
took those links that you have in the description page, which I'm going to view later. And Naomi Wolf, with the 4,070% increase in miscarriages, I kind of lost faith in her. She may be absolutely telling the truth. I mean, I've heard of 300%, 400% by people who are in the life insurance industry. And she's probably absolutely correct. But Naomi Wolf, a woman who back in 2008 was all for Ron Paul and then voted for Obama. So it makes me wonder about her.
That was how many years ago?
So what does that got to do with anything?
No, she's had an awakening. She doesn't seem to be such a supporter of the progressive these days.
She's not at all anymore. Of course.
Well, she never
she
was if she was for Ron Paul. But then all of a sudden, the real vote, Obama, and she admits it. I'm going, wait a minute. How can you be supportive of Ron Paul, his campaign, his principles, libertarianism, et cetera, and then go ahead and vote for Obama? So she can be for this, that's fine. But when a push comes to shove, she might just say, well, you know what, it's all Trump's fault, which I consider, I don't know if it is Trump's fault, but I know one thing now. Trump hasn't come out against it, and I wouldn't vote for him again. One of the better presidents we ever had, absolutely. But I wouldn't vote for him.
Well,
that's why I say to me, that's why I was doing my comparison of, well, Ron DeSantis, his approach to COVID right now, and Donald Trump's approach to COVID. He was the one who was in the driver's seat at the time that happened. So he really needs to tell, he needs to come to the American people and explain what happened, explain why it happened, instead of going out there saying the jab is a success. Because right now I think he still says the jab, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, what he said a couple of weeks ago, is the vaccine saved millions of lives. No,
yep.
It didn't.
Yep, that's what he said.
No.
So, I mean,
and,
okay.
And that's, I have a lot of concerns. And then, of course, he was supporting McCarthy. Some of the things he's done is like, you know, you did so many wonderful things, President Trump. Please don't go and screw it all up now. Give me a reason to put my faith back in you. There were so many things you did that were right, that I liked, and were great. You truly did stop the fall of this country probably a little bit sooner because you totally derailed their plans.
He made us an independent.
You've done so many things. Don't go and blow it now.
Yeah, well, he's already blown it as far as I'm concerned. I don't see how a person is taking credit and actually takes pains to make sure that Fauci doesn't get any of the blame because he said Fauci had nothing to do with it. Fauci, don't listen to Fauci, blah, 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 blah. So that means he's disavowing Fauci, but while at the same time he's protecting Fauci by saying Fauci didn't have anything to give him, any information that was critical to his decision. He's protecting Fauci. So you got to wonder about that, too. You have to wonder about...
Well, this is where... this goes back to the people he surrounded him by, who he listened to and who he didn't listen to. And he has to have a very open and honest discussion about COVID, what the whole thing was about, and what the government's role in it is, and how much money the pharmaceutical has made. And if it, to me, personally, and Mr. Trump, if you're listening out there somewhere, it would be a wise thing to do to take a closer look to what DeSantis is doing to investigate what really happened with this vaccine and the liability for being reckless with getting it approved when they knew. And listen to some of these other things. Again, going back to
the
one I mentioned
Twitter
about
the Twitter files say that, right? Don't the Twitter files say that? Don't the Twitter files say that? That they knew.
They're out there. It's coming out from there, too. But there's other reports and other people that are engaged that are saying this, too. It's coming out all over the place of what happened with this vaccine and how they shut down the people who were telling the truth. And even Trump, do people forget Trump was saying hydroxychloroquine helped this lady. It saved this lady. This is really good. He was told to shut up because he couldn't have his emergency use vaccine. The emergency use authorization would not have been allowed had if there was a known treatment. There was a known treatment, so President Trump, tell me, why did you stop talking about hydroxychloroquine? Tell me the truth. Why did you stop?
Oh, I'm going to keep quiet because you got another caller on the line. I know what it's like to be kept waiting. I forgot that you had another guy that's waiting to come in.
Well, thank you, Joe. You're welcome to jump in if you need to, but let me get John on here.
Sure.
Okay. I'm on
and
here.
And John, do you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to keep you holding that long, because I don't know if you heard at the very beginning of the show. I was talking, and Karen and I were talking, that last week you were saying that the Republicans were going to defund the 87,000 IRS agents and stuff, and I'm trying to find out how they can do that. I'm hoping that they can. I just don't know how they do that at this point. But anyway,
I heard that again today.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
I heard somebody claim, I think it was McCarthy himself, that that's the first thing they're going to do. So
I've heard him say
not...
it. I'm just trying to understand it. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, well, between stuff some people are saying that it can't be done now because of the omnibus package, and he keeps saying that, I'm not too sure.
Well, and that's what I was saying last week, and that's still been my question. But I was talking to another fellow activist that you know, Tom Pastore, and he was saying there are ways for Congress, the House, to go out there and put a hold on some of the funds. So I would have to see. But anyway, let's hope that they're able to do that. What would you like to discuss tonight? I just kind of followed up on that from last week because we were talking about it.
And I thought that was the main objective of tonight, talking about the virus.
Correct.
Okay,
people do you know that have taken the vaccine who have been harmed in any way, or do you know any?
I don't know any. But I can afford not to socialize. in most ways that people are socializing. And so I, because I'm fully retired, and so I only do basic things. When I leave the house, I go to restaurants and buy groceries and buy services I need, like car service and stuff like that. But I'm not in the mainstream as most people have to be, but that are in the middle class and have jobs and the kids going to school and stuff like that. So,
can I jump in there, Karen? Not Karen, Sally, for a second.
Sure.
Okay, John, you're in the same boat I am. You're not in the mainstream because you're not working, as you put it. The thing is, you are very susceptible to what the government wants, because if you're getting a pension, and with the digital currency coming in, and with a credit score, which will probably be implemented within the next year or two, if you don't take the vaccine and do whatever else, and if I don't do it, then our pensions and our Social Security, et cetera, and anything else from the government, the benefits that we've earned, as a matter of fact, will get cut off. So don't feel that you're immune from the New World Order's tentacles.
So far I've avoided them, but they could attach a requirement to me getting Social Security payments.
Yeah. Yep.
So I
we
can...
Expect,
I can because
yeah.
I'm getting a pension.
Like that. What's that, Joe?
It hasn't been done yet, but it's not to say that before you get this new money, or because I've heard about this new...
the new digital currency.
Currency. They could easily attach
That's what I'm saying. That's
requirement.
Right.
Yeah, anything's possible. I'll know it when it comes, and it happens. So far, it hasn't.
Well,
and they just they give me the I've gotten the Social Security increases as. They've been handed out, so my Social Security payments have increased, and I haven't been required to prove anything as far as virus prevention. So that remains a possibility.
Well, what are you thinking in general about the COVID problem, the government doing this? Was there another topic or something you were wanted to specifically address, John?
Well, I'm sure there is, but I was ready to discuss anything you all were discussing.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the boycotting stuff. That's one thing, and then was also the focus
boycotting
on COVID.
What's that about?
Boycotting some of these woke corporations. So trying to take down the woke corporations that are destroying us. But the other is when it comes to the digital currency and stuff, we have to go to our state legislatures on some of that stuff.
It was really... disgusting the way Disney came out with their wokeness, but it cost Disney a whole lot of lost everything, reputation, stock value. They just practically destroyed Disney, and that guy's there, that old executive they had was reinstituted there, and they fired the other guy. I don't know how much a corporation can lose by making such a bad decision appointing the wrong executive, but they lost it. And it's significant that while Disney chose to take that path, its main competitor in Orlando never said anything about being woke, or that it could be interpreted as they're going woke. They've never offended anybody. Consequently, they haven't paid for their mistake because they didn't make any. And right now, they're in the process of building this brand new huge third theme park called Universal Epic, which is going to be here in less than 2 years.
Yep.
So
that's a sore spot with me in the Orlando world there. But yeah.
Pardon?
Taxpayers paying for it and all the other games. If Comcast is the one that owns Universal and all that stuff.
Oh, you mean subsidies? Subsidies?
Subsidies,
I don't know anything about that.
I don't
that.
Know. Does Universal mandate the vaccines or anything for their employees? I don't know.
Not that I know of, but it's a possibility.
Okay.
I haven't heard a thing.
Okay.
So... but if you gave me a choice of the two companies, the one that hasn't made any mistakes in public relations or wokeness is Universal. They just haven't made those mistakes.
Yeah, they haven't been
just
so
amazing.
Open about it.
Yeah, I don't know what got into Disney, why they appointed the wrong person. He was the wrong new executive to put in there. It always seemed very strange to me. And he proved how wrong that decision was.
Well,
and so
that's
the whole point.
They don't care.
Well, in Disney's case, not caring.
Their goal is to spread LGBTQism and screw up the kids. That's their goal.
That was initially. I'll grant you that. And everybody got, including state government of Florida, got extremely angry about it.
Yes.
And this guy's obviously been appointed to come back and throw water on the whole mess. And they're not making any noise about it anymore.
Yes, they are. Governor DeSantis, I just read, said, no, Disney is never getting back their tax-exempt status. No, they will never be able to govern themselves. And I am appointing a special committee who will oversee and make sure that Disney pays the appropriate taxes.
Oh, they're in the process of appointing a Reedy Creek government. An arm of government, shall I say, overseeing the Reedy Creek situation that Disney has. Disney gets services from Reedy Creek, and they have to be, they were taking care of them, and now the government has to take care of them. So the government state government loses in that regard. It's going to cost them money, whereas Disney was handling it themselves.
Yeah,
under the circumstances, they can't.
Yeah, well,
that's what
took
was
away
about.
Their special privileges. Now they should be back on the same playing field as the rest of the corporations, not with their own special deal like they did have. So we'll see how much of it really is a how much it costs the people versus how much more we get in tax revenues because of Disney as well. So I don't really know which way that one's going to play out yet as to who's the winner and who's the loser on that thing. But the other thing people need to remember about Disney, I know this because of the work I do, it was a few years back where Disney was replacing their IT employees, their American IT employees, with the lower, less expensive H-1B visa imports. They did that, and that went all the way to the Supreme Court, but they still got to do it. So there's many reasons. I haven't been to Disney World in years. I don't buy any Disney products. Talk about boycotting. I am not going to support an organization that I don't like because I think they're so anti-American. Had they not done the things they did, I would have bought gifts for kids or whatever else. I would have bought some other junk. But I won't buy anything, and I don't go to any of the Disney parks or any of that stuff. They're pukey. And I don't go to Universal either because I don't really have a whole lot of respect for Comcast either. But that's me. That's my own personal boycott. And if enough people who I can't tell you how many people I have spoke to over my career, especially when I did a lot of contract work at one point, I would say to another fellow contractor, here's what they just did to our fellow workers out there at Disney. Are you really going to take your kid there? Isn't there someplace better you can take your kid? I said, I couldn't take a kid to Disney. Why would I want to take them to that evil environment?
What kind of work did you do?
People say, well, they want to see Mickey Mouse. And I said, so what? There's other things out there. Don't promote the garbage. But they do it anyway because they're the kids in charge, not the adults, the kids. Pardon me?
What kind of work did you do?
IT work. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
Contracting.
Oh, okay.
Projects, IT projects.
And oh, okay.
Disney replaced their – and part of the deal with Disney World, they for the American IT employees who were all getting displaced, if they complained or spoke up about anything, they would not get their severance package. So they had to shut up while they were getting replaced by a foreign – they had to train their foreign replacements too. Train your foreign replacement, shut up, don't mm-hmm. say anything about what we're doing, and you'll get this little package here because it'll save us a lot more money because we're paying the cheap labor, H-1B visa labor. We're paying them so we can give you this package. However, you speak up and say anything, you lose those benefits. That's what Walt Disney World stands for, if that's what you like.
Did anybody do a class action lawsuit? That sounded like a class action
lawsuit.
It
went to the Supreme Court. There was a case again. It was to the Supreme Court. It did. The Supreme Court favored Disney, saying they were their own private entity and they had the right to replace people, even though, technically, by law, they're not supposed to be able to hire the H-1B visa foreign workers and undercut their salary to a certain degree. So they must have just paid them just enough to get them under that thing. But there was a case.
So
I actually met with a group of them at one point. I met with the attorney, Sarah, I have to go see.
I remember that.
Because I was out there supporting the IT workers. Because I wasn't an IT worker at Disney, but I was an IT worker who was a contractor. So and I had almost gone to work with Disney on some contract work. I said, well, now I wouldn't go even if they doubled the salary. Wouldn't do it. What's that?
I heard that Disney is now considering selling off some of the assets it has that really aren't related to its core business, which is children and families. Yes. ESPN and ABC. That's what I heard.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good. Are they losing lots more money? Good.
Yes, they're still losing money. This thing, every movie they've touched has lost multi-millions of dollars.
Yes, I'm so excited. I think it's absolutely wonderful, and I think they should keep on promoting drag queens walking down there midway and little kids. I think that's really important, the drag queen story hours with all of the wonderful,
it's
characters.
It's so evil, it's amazing.
Now woke. Who cares? Anyway, that's not the point.
It's so evil, it's amazing.
I would not support them as they spew their American hatred. So why would anybody want to support them?
Karen, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't see anything wrong with drag queens on the ground having kids crawl over their bodies.
The drag queens openly state
is that when you're dragging
sexuality
on the ground? Is that a drag queen? You're dragging the queen?
It must be, because that's the pictures they have. And they got the. What mothers and fathers would allow their kids? They don't even want their kids to talk to strangers, which is a good thing, in parks. But yet they bring them to a drag queen event and have them crawl.
And why? And why is that allowed in public schools?
Well, because enough people didn't stand up and complain. They got away with it. And hopefully we're taken back to school boards now. That's the other part. Hopefully people are
that is
away.
Happening.
But
this is the way communists mess up the family. Their goal is to depopulate any way they can. And this is one of those ways, because these screwed up people don't have children. And that's what they don't want. They don't want any more children, so they are devising all different ways. It doesn't matter what they do. Their results are always the same, less children. That's why they're giving them vaccines. That's why kids are having heart attacks. That's why kids are mentally ill.
Well, that would make sense. That would make sense.
He always
the goal is to
tell everybody, go back to the goal. What is the goal? The goal is money and depopulation with power. That's what the power is all about. That gives them the money, and it gives them the depopulation. And truthfully, I don't see where these people are any different than Mengele did to his twins on his experiments in the 30s. They're following the same playbook. They're mutilating our children, and we're watching. We're allowing it to happen. There are actually judges that are allowing parents mutilate their children. This is sometimes I have a hard time believing I'm even reporting on it. But it's true.
Well, the judges, you can understand, is being corrupt. But when you take parents.
It just came to mind. Remember, Sally, how we got together and what was the cry at that time? Sarah Palin kept on saying there's death panels in Obamacare. And what did they do?
Yeah.
They laughed her out of the place. And she was absolutely right, because that's what this is.
Yep.
And if you want to know why our health care is so horrific, our doctors don't talk to us. They code us. Oh, you have a sneeze.
Yep.
That must be code 456. That's worth $45. Okay, click that one off. That's the way the doctors are now. They don't care. You're a number. You're a code.
No. Doctors never care.
They've been
they
programmed.
Always have the God
they've been programmed.
And they're programmed, right. They are programmed.
What about the parents? Now,
parents have the same problem. If all you do is get your information from CNN and MSNBC, and the Democrats, and you don't pay attention, but Daddy said vote for Democrat, so
well,
you're
goes
not
beyond
paying
that.
Attention because you'll go and you'll vote for Democrat.
Yeah.
Let me mention something here.
Hold on, Joe. Hold on for a second. This go back to this case. This is it's a case that's been on quite a bit lately. I first saw the guy being interviewed on Glenn Beck a while back on one of his specials. But it was I guess they lived in Texas. The husband and wife, they had two boys. But for some reason, whatever happened, they got a divorce, something, whatever. But apparently, all I'm guessing, and this is me playing psychology or psychiatrist here, it appears that this mother wanted a little girl. So she insisted on treating one of the little boys like a little girl, dressing him like one, even playing games. They would change his clothes at the school. The father was outraged. The little boy didn't want to be a girl. But he was telling Dad, I'm a girl now. I'm not a boy, I'm a girl. And, and Dad says, well, who told you you were a girl? Mommy. And now they're getting ready to, there's a big lawsuit going on right now, and the courts are going along with it to allow this mother to take this kid out to California where the laws are so ridiculous. They're going to mutilate this little boy because she wants a girl, I guess. She wanted a daughter. I guess that's what's going on in this lady's head. Who knows? But this is a sickness that's going on out there, and these are people who have been – and this lady is a medical professional of some sort herself. I'm not even sure what her job is. But the whole point is people have been brainwashed so much into this ideology of everybody being equal, or that you come up with your own gender. It's not what God made you. It's what you want to – and this is – I personally believe it's this lady who must have some kind of mental illness where she wanted a daughter. She didn't get one, so she's going to make one. She's going to take the little boy that she believes is since the age of two – the age of two, trying to transgender her son into a girl. How sick is that?
That's the point. That's the point I was trying to get to. Now, this particular case I read about, I'm not sure. How about the other one? Because what you've just mentioned was that the boy was saying, well, mommy wants me to be a girl. I'm a girl because mommy says so. The other case that I know about, it may be the same case, is that the little boy who, when he's visiting his father who has joint custody, the boy says, I'm a boy. I don't want to be a girl. But the mother says, is this the same one?
I think so. Yes. They were out of Texas, and it was a Texas judge who denied, who actually blocked or started playing games with the guardianship, parental rights, and stuff of the father.
Okay. Because the parents, forget about the doctors who have God complexes and the judges who can be born. What about the parents who have that supposed nurturing phenomenon within them, in which they're supposed to protect their children? And they go ahead and they say, well, okay, look, if you want to be a boy or a girl, yes. Or if the mother says, I want you to be a boy or a girl, and then go ahead and do it. What does that say about the brainwashing, the mental illness that's pervasive in this country?
That is brainwashing, massive brainwashing. Yeah. Starting through public education and through the news media, we had an. Either of those two pieces were not so corrupt, we would be in a completely different culture today.
Do you remember the program from the 40s and 50s, MK Ultra?
Sure.
This is the same program. They haven't changed anything. They just changed the name. It was created by the Rand Corporation, and it lays out how to brainwash and control through a variety of cognitive dissonance ideologies to get people to actually say they believe in things they don't believe in for fear of not being accepted by the crowd. And this is what we see going on right now. So they have told us their plan. They said many times, this is what we're doing. We just went, nah, nobody would be that cruel. Nobody would be that stupid. Yes, 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 and yes.
Well, it also, yeah.
You know, this is why, like Sally and I said, our answer is more immediate. You want to do something? You can do something today. Next time you go to the store, buy American products. Don't spend your money on corporations. Stop. Oh, good news, good news. Hollywood has lost $500 million. Isn't that exciting? They may lose their Hollywood. Maybe they'll lose one of their stars. Isn't that great?
Well, and also California is underwater. It's kind of weird. I don't really wish harm on people.
I didn't hear about
they are
that.
Kind of underwater. They're complaining about their drought. Now they're flooded and whatever. Of course, they'll all blame it all on climate change.
I know,
they're
so stupid. Yep. They are so stupid. They're blowing up their dams. So all of that water, instead of going into reservoirs to save for when they have a drought, will go directly to the Pacific Ocean. Doesn't that make sense?
And that guy wants to be president. Oh, my goodness. But there again, what is it with the people in California? Can they? California used to be such a different place back in the days of Reagan, It's just, it's nothing. Can you imagine Reagan was actually the governor of California at one time? It's all pretty crazy. I wanted to make one quick comment. Hank out there in the chat room, which actually this was a while back, so I'm not sure what it's in reference to. Already in the process, remove it from the future funding. Simple as that.
Oh, you're talking about defunding the IRS, remember?
That might be it. Already in the process, remove the funding, future funding. Simple as that. Okay, so if that's in reference to the IRS, yeah, that makes sense there. I was trying to go back to when that was put there. But, yeah, say apparently there are ways for them to defund it going forward or something. We'll see. I'm going to give this Congress a chance. I've said in the past, the Republican Party is one of the weakest and whatever. But we actually saw some courage and some strength this past week. They actually
You want to make a digital bet, Sally?
What's that?
You want to make a digital bet? On how the Republican Party is going to turn out?
Of course not. I would not do that. I'm just saying, hey,
yeah.
I got to give them credit where credit's due. Yeah. I got to compliment those. And I mean, to even to be willing to put Donald Trump out there, which if they would have done this right, if somebody would have, this is again, Trump could have done so much more if he would have been the Speaker of the House. People, at a minimum, I will take this as also, if we happen to have another election and actually have another Congress, remember you don't have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker of the House. Karen, you want to be the Speaker of the House? Let's start working on your campaign to be that when you're for the next House or something. We need people outside of D.C. to be in there. How do you have the alligator guarding the swamp routine, which is what they were saying about McCarthy kind of thing. So it's going to be interesting to see you, but you're right. I'm not holding my breath expecting some kind of miracle to happen out there. It's all to be seen, but people have to protest what's happening. And especially on this COVID stuff. Again, I'm asking everybody out there, please read this information out there. Go to that one I was telling you about, the new Constitution, living war crimes. Read that. Read where it talks about the Public Health Act of 1944 and how a Secretary of Health and Human Services now has the right to control us, who has taken away our constitutional rights. How is any of this legal when they go and enter into these international agreements that take away our constitutional rights? There's something wrong. But everybody that's listening out there, and please get everybody you know, get as many people, call. You have to call your congressional representatives, senators, your state legislatures. You've got to let everybody know, and you've got to share as much information. And the corporations that promote this garbage, do everything you can to not promote them. They want to promote wokeness. I don't know how many of you watched or heard DeSantis' inauguration thing last week, but just woke. Florida is where woke comes to die. This is what has to be spread. You want to talk, Joe? That's what you do. Now you go out there and you get your governor, if you can find. Not obviously Michigan's not going to count, and whatever else. But these governors got to come together and do the same thing. If you truly believe in the 10th Amendment and believe in this Constitution and this Republic, they got to say the same thing. Get these people to start speaking up like this. It has to be done at all levels. And I believe personally, for whatever it's worth, I believe the majority of Americans believe in this Constitution, believe in a free society, do not support 87,000 IRS agents coming after us, do not support all this illegal invasion coming on. I believe the majority of people there, we have to get them engaged. It really truly is up to we the people. Now, with that being said, we're getting down to the last couple of minutes here. John, I can give you 1 minute. Any last words of wisdom before we close out the show?
I can't think of anything except this. This has been a rougher challenge to them than they counted on.
Yeah.
They thought we were extremely stupid and easily manipulated, and they have found out, seem to be trying to institute these plans that we aren't. And this whole thing started off back when Virginia got a new governor and the people didn't go for the plan they put forth.
Yep.
And they were trying to get, basically try to get the children, the parents have no rights. That's what that was all about.
It was a great awakening. It was.
And they've lost you.
I gotta move on, John. We've only got a few more minutes left here.
Okay.
So you're absolutely right. That was one of the biggest awakenings, getting, and that really was a big start in getting the, between that and COVID and the homeschooling, that made parents wake up and smell the coffee of what was going on around their kids, which was really, really good. Okay, Joe, any last words of wisdom you would like to share?
Yeah, but I want to talk to you in the green room about them. My app only has probably a few minutes left before it shuts down. So if you want to, at the end of the show, I'd like to talk to you in the green room for about 2 minutes.
Okay. And Karen, what are your final thoughts here? And the good and the bad and the ugly, and, you know, what do you think people should be doing? The boycotting, obviously, but what else can people do?
Well, Pete, right now we are in a wonderful position of strength, and it's time that we use it. We cannot afford to take this victory and turn it into another defeat, which is what we have had been doing. So that's going to take us, and we have to be vigilant and pay attention to what is going on in Congress. If you're going to watch TV, make C-SPAN your special station of choice, or go and watch it online. But make sure that you know what this Congress is voting on, what things they are putting in place. Otherwise, we are going to wind up with more things that we will discover that we can't have anymore. By the way, Sally, you will appreciate this one. The federal government is now making the decision based on the 10-year-old rule that gas stoves will no longer be allowed in the country.
Say that again.
No more natural gas stoves in the country. They are considering that rule for immediate, because gas stoves are, I guess, pollutants and racist. Not necessarily in that way.
Well, we need to find out what bill that is, and everybody needs to call. Tell me, people nuts. I'm telling
you. Well, they're considering it. So call your congressman and tell them not to consider it, since 40% of the country uses gas stoves.
It's just insane. Look, these people are nuts.
Well, these people are, right. These people are insane. And like I said, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is just plain stupid. And we have to stop doing that. And I agree with you 100%. Everybody needs to pick something of choice and boycott it. Stop feeding the beast. If the beast comes and says, I'm going to eat you and devour you and kill you, why would you say, oh, here's my arm? Why would you do that? And that's what we do.
But that's what humans do.
So we have to say, no, you cannot have my arm. As a matter of fact, you can't have any part of me, and I'm taking my money, and I am moving my pension money from your stupid woke BlackRock corporation that is sending everything to China and putting it in companies that deal in America. Boycott.
Something weird is happening on the sound effect there. Not sure what that noise is about now.
A bad.
might have been me.
Okay, looks like somebody
was just trying to call
in
at the
last
minute there.
Is everybody here on
the echo? Everybody here on the echo?
Yes, yes.
Don't know what's
don't
happening.
Don't know what's happening.
Technology. But everybody wants to make sure that all we do is the digital stuff that doesn't work.
Hey, Shelly, can you hear me?
Yeah. I hear somebody else out there. Who is that?
Yeah, this is John Doe.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, John Doe, he called just as we're wrapping up here. What's up?
Yeah,
huh?
I was just going to ask, you know, if you could put me in the green room with you and Joe, but I'll just tell you now. I want to make sure that you and Joe know about Donnie C's mainstream. It's Beyond the Mainstream on Saturday night. Joe knows about it. We miss you, Joe. And I think you too, Sally, have been on that show before too. But they'll go for 4 or 5 hours talking about all this stuff, and it's a lot of times able to go into stuff a lot more deep. And I just want to make sure you guys are aware, you know, Donnie C's show, Beyond the Mainstream, on Saturday evening. Come out and be a part of it. We need your input. We miss
you
guys.
I'll tell her about it in the green room there, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Joe. It's good to hear you again, buddy.
Yeah, take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, one last wrap-up real quick here. The other thing that I actually did not say, which I meant to do while we were talking about the COVID, those of you who are familiar with Dr. David Martin, David E. Martin, excellent researcher analysis. The information he has dug up on everything to do with this COVID stuff and things he also shared with Trump as well. There's the link out there for that, too. 3.5 billion people could be injured or killed by the jab. He's really got excellent information. If you're not familiar with his work, you need to go out there and see the research. And he has so much of the legal cases that they've got out there. It's quite interesting. And you just see all this information, and it's like, my own government is trying to kill me. I love my country. It's the government I'm afraid of. And here's just another example why. And it's like there's just something very, very sick when our own government is coming at us like this. And we have to do something to defend ourselves. We have to protect ourselves. We cannot let the likes of the CCP to take over our government, which it has done in so many ways, and George Soros, you know, Bill Gates. We have got to shut down these evildoers, and it is evil. This is a Holocaust. This is a genocide of the American people around the world, but they have to take down America first. It's the key. They have to take it down first before the rest of the world, because it's all part of it. And with that being said, whoops, huh, Joe? Oh, okay, I think I lost Joe there. Please be good to each other. Get involved. Be informed. Do not be afraid. We have to defend ourselves. We absolutely have to defend. And let's talk again next week. Have a good week, everyone. God bless America. Good night. Mm-hmm.